Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
Yeah, Grandy, I owe you an apology.
You do?
The NWA, that hurt me to think you didn't know who they were. And I wasn't profiling. That just, I don't know why. I just thought you were too young. But I do have a quick question for you.
Yeah?
As a hashtag random part of the show. Evan Giddings, just like you are trying to be play-by-play guys for any team, I have to ask you, because before you answer, Troy Aikman and Buck are my favorite combo to watch. If I was my last game, I
you
had
were in
to
heaven
watch.
Last night.
No
huh?
doubt, those are my guys. Who are yours, real quick?
Really quick about that team.
For
now,
football.
Now that it's Monday Night Football and they're on ESPN, and you go from Joe Buck and Troy Aikman to the postgame show with Scott Van Pelt. That's like
it's
pretty
incredible.
Pretty elite.
And Bad Beats is the best thing.
Bad Beats is great. I think my favorite football play-by-play guy. Obviously,
you better know, not think.
It's different. On TV and on radio. Like those are two entirely different things. I really like Ian Eagle on CBS.
Ian
Eagle
great.
Might be my favorite
and
NFL.
And he does hoop, too.
He does do hoop. Yeah. He's amazing. I mean, he created everything.
But no Harlan? He's Superman!
Harlan's good, too. I think I like Harlan on basketball more than football.
Harlan's incredible, too, though.
I mean, Willard does a great Harlan impression.
I hadn't heard it.
You hadn't? Okay,
no,
we'll do it. We'll ask him to do it in the crossover. He'll do the
That's
right.
That's not easy.
He'll do the right between the eyes like a big three right in front of a defender.
That's great.
And it sounds just like Kevin Harlan.
All right,
Willard does a great Kevin Harlan. So you have to have him do it for him.
Right.
But yeah, I think Ian Eagle for me. My favorite play-by-play guy.
What's easier for you play-by-play? Because I know you and Evan.
In terms of sport?
Yeah, the sport.
Easiest. I don't know. They're all different because, like, football, you need to have a good analyst.
Yeah.
Because it's such a, intricate game, right? And if you're doing it by yourself or you got a bad analyst, like, I think it becomes so much more difficult. Basketball is tough because it's so fast-paced.
Yeah. Talk to me.
And if you, like, get behind or you struggle, like, you'll be behind quick and it's hard to catch up and hard to get into a rhythm. But if you're in a rhythm, it's really fun. Baseball is challenging, not because it's so hard to like follow it, but it's slow and there's so much downtime. So there's so much other things that you have to fill the downtime with. So like the prep for baseball and football is so much more tough because you have to have like stories and you have to have like background and all these guys.
Ross Tucker brought that up and that's what I was going to ask you. Like, where do you know it's too much or not enough if the game is just out of hand? I didn't think about that.
And then blowouts are tough because no one cares about what the left guard did when it's 40-17.
But like Krupp and Kipe, I can listen to
they're the best at that.
They're like, tell me
their
about your mailman.
Amazing.
Yeah. I just love it.
But
when it's done.
It's different. It's different for every sport. There's no doubt. And on Sunday, we got Niners football in action again. And on Sunday, we're going back to Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale for the kickoff show. Great food, great drinks, and great games in the parking lot. The show, that's the kickoff show, starts at 10 a.m. with Evan Giddings and Lo Neal, and all the early games will be on for you to watch. And get this, this is the best part, Goo. If you're going to the game, a free shuttle to and from the stadium. That's right, park at Laughing Monk for free, join the party, and then take the shuttle back and forth to the game. All you have to do is sign up and reserve a spot. Do it now because space is limited. Go to 957thegame.com, click on the kickoff show graphic, and then click on the Eventbrite link and sign up. We will see you there at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale for the kickoff show beginning at 10 a.m. on Sunday, and a free shuttle, again, to and from the stadium if you are there in attendance at Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. Okay.
That's big. Free.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. You can save some chicken there.
There you go.
And maybe you have a little more chicken to play with, Goo.
I like it.
We were talking about Bosa's injury, obviously, and if you want to weigh in, 888-957-9570. More is going to now fall on the offense to score more points. You talked about red zone issues and all that. You got to be more efficient. You got to run the ball more. I think naturally you would then think you're going to need more from Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey's touched the ball a ton. Do you have a problem? Are you concerned that this is going to result in McCaffrey maybe getting hurt and maybe you're not going to have him in the back half of the year?
I love the question, but the bravado coming off of this take is if the coach doesn't care, because this is his baby, right? This is his offense. He knows what life was like without McCaffrey last year. I've thought about this. How can I be more, and I tell my kids this, how can I be more concerned than the head coach? So if he's telling us.
Well, maybe he's got a blind spot.
A lot of people say he
did in 2023 is why McCaffrey was unavailable last year.
But see, I do think then that's not fair. Can you really live your life like that? But you might, all that drinking years ago, that's why I'm sick now.
And the other
there
half
might
of
be
it,
something to it.
The other half of it is what you did in 2023 got you to the freaking Super Bowl.
And that's what I'm saying. But wouldn't the player say, coach, I can't do it this much. I can't handle this
load.
Well,
McCaffrey's just a dude who's never going to say that.
So with that combination and that said, Grandy, I got to believe, and right now, let me ask you this. McCaffrey through three games is available for week four, correct?
Yep.
So I got to believe he can handle it.
25 touches per game through three games.
But what I won't, and you're the young gun, what I won't argue with, youngster, and I called you that, is the fact that if he does get hurt naturally, that Kyle would be, if this keeps up, the nature of what we do, hey, could you have spent, could you have lessened the load? But I just love Kyle, even his fourth play calls and his gangster stuff that it seems like he's on. Like, he's not apologizing for anything. He's blowing past stop signs, and it's kind of crazy and cool to watch. But he would not risk the biscuit if he thought McCaffrey wasn't up to it. That's all. You say what then?
Well, it depends, I think, what he thinks he's risking. Is he risking McCaffrey for this year? Is he risking McCaffrey for next year? Is he risking McCaffrey for 2 years down the road?
I don't think he's thinking about anything but this year.
Exactly. So Shanahan's doing whatever he thinks he needs to win on any given day.
Gotcha.
And where I think my biggest issue with Shanahan in terms of McCaffrey's usage, and it really goes for any running back, your number one running back at the time, and it's heightened because McCaffrey is so much better than anybody else you have on your roster. Like, it wasn't exactly the same when your lead back was Elijah Mitchell, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever it was. Like, that's different because
he cooked a little
Elijah
bit.
Was
yeah,
good,
he
but the backup was closer to Elijah than Brian Robinson is to
no
Christian.
Doubt.
So it's heightened now because the difference in the backup is much wider. But my issue with Shanahan in the past was, like, say 2023, Niners win a game by 25 points and McCaffrey still gets 25 touches in that game.
The Steeler game, I think that was week one. They
week
played
one.
Pittsburgh, yeah.
Like, if you don't need him to win... If this carry
Grandy.
Is not going to be the difference in a win or a loss, then don't give it to him. Like, we're at that stage in McCaffrey's football life, in my opinion. But I can't have those gripes through 3 weeks. Is it a lot of touches? Yeah, 31 touches week one, 27 on Sunday. That's a ton of touches for Christian McCaffrey. But guess what? They needed every single one of those to win those games.
Yeah.
If you took off 5 touches from McCaffrey in Seattle week one and 5 touches from McCaffrey on Sunday against the Cardinals, Niners probably lose both those games and
wow.
are 1-2. Like, I need Kyle to treat this on a game-by-game basis and a drive-by-drive and touch-by-touch basis. Do I need McCaffrey to touch the ball here in order for us to win this game? If the answer is yes, then give him the ball. And if that means he's touching the ball 35 times in a game, that's how you get a win, then do it.
No, and I love it, and that's why I'm done. I've taken the training wheels off of my thoughts of put him in some bubble wrap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's doing exactly, Kyle is, doing exactly what you just said. And at the end of the day, if something were to happen, I feel like Kyle's already brushed his teeth or washed his face and looked at himself in the morning like, you know, if he is destined to get hurt, he's going to get hurt if I put him in bubble wrap or not, Grandy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got to respect it. But I will say, not the 11 yards, that 19-yard toss to B. Robinson, who went to the Olivia Newton-John of school, rest in peace, Queen.
Physical.
Like, he's just not an easy tackle.
I know all your music references, dude.
Let's get physical. And I'm like, why wouldn't you just tap into that to give the defense another headache of, because this is what I felt watching that game. It's exciting. I felt like the Cardinal dudes were like, oh, hell nah. We got to go tackle dude. Now, it could have just been a great play call at the time because it got you 19 yards. But it was a different body.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes that matters, Grandy.
Well, I'm trying to find – so the fourth down, the Niners didn't get on the goal line. Where was this?
He was an afterthought. There was part – because
that was his first carry leading up to that one.
And they got him. They stepped
Where
him.
Was this? Hold on. Give me a sec to find it.
No, take your time.
But
– let's get
– yeah, so it was late third quarter, first and goal from the six. And that was Brian Robinson's first carry.
And they knew it was coming.
First carry.
I got you. But
3 yards to the three, yeah. And then they
only
go
got three.
McCaffrey to the one. McCaffrey, no gain. And then the fourth and goal from the one, failure. When they dropped the gimpy okay. Mac Jones back to pass. But yeah, that was his first carry of the game, late third quarter, yeah. Runs up the middle when everybody knows it's coming, gets 3 yards, and then his
could that
next
have been
carry.
3-3-3, though. 3-3-3, 4-for-1. And then you give it to the monster who's fresh.
What do you mean?
3 yards. He got three yards on the first one. Another three. I'm assuming the fourth and one. But then had they not got it, again, we would be taking calls. Why didn't you give it to McCaffrey?
Yeah. But
I don't know.
His only two carries was that carry from the six where he got to the three and then that pitch that you're talking about to the right
19.
Where he got 19 yards. Yeah. And those were his two carries. I largely think the reason why it was not a lot of Brian Robinson was because the Niners only ran the ball to running backs 19 times. And instead of phasing, like, the Niners aren't doing this, like, percentage of the touches. They're not doing, like, McCaffrey gets 85% of the touches, Brian Robinson gets the other 15. They're just doing it like, we need McCaffrey to get X amount of touches on the ground, and if we are simply going to run the ball less, as they did on Sunday, 19 carries to running backs, we're not going to take away McCaffrey's touches on the ground because we think he can break him for any minute. Just the fewer overall touches means Robinson isn't getting his because there's not enough to warrant Robinson. That's the way that I read this issue.
No, and I'm not mad at it. And it's been a while. Let's put it right on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Now, the more I'm playing these games, the three games this year for the Niners over and over,
yeah.
And you got me thinking about the McCaffrey question, do you feel like, because every time he gets it, I feel like he can go. Carl Lewis, just
I'm
take
waiting
it to the
for
house.
It.
But has your mind told you that you've seen some slowness? Because Evan, and have fun on vacation, he in Diego, but Evan's talked about it, and he says it's not just apparent to the naked eye, but he feels like there's just been a tad speck of a slowdown per se. But I can honestly say there's not just been that clean, smooth hole to where I can judge McCaffrey and say, oh, now I see it, because there's just been so many objects in his way.
I haven't seen it either. I haven't seen him feel like slower than usual.
I feel like there's traffic in there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I agree. Right. And that's
because this offense is not good enough the way that it's played. Even with Kittle and IU coming back, and maybe those dudes just out on the field with DeMarcus Robinson, you know, you spread them out, and now you have more lanes to run. But I'm just telling you, Grandy, through 12 quarters, I know for a Texas fact that this offense is not good enough to get them to the playoffs if they keep playing this style of offense.
Which is just
not
can't
scored,
run the ball.
Or the point production.
Oh, yeah.
Outside of New Orleans.
So what's the solution? What's the fix?
Well, guys are going to get healthy. You got to block better. So it's a collective. And you're getting your starting quarterback back.
What?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that exciting you that Purdy's coming back?
Yeah.
Okay,
it should. He's definitely a better quarterback than Mac Jones.
And I'm willing to say the same thing.
I think most people with their head on straight would agree. It's not a gigantic drop-off. Okay. Like, the drop-off...
And that's worst-case scenario in case something happened to Brock.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's not just over.
Like, the drop-off from Brock to Mac is nowhere near as wide as the drop-off from Joe Burrow... Okay. Browning
or McCaffrey to Robinson. As much as I like B Rob, you ain't McCaffrey.
Yeah,
all right.
And some of that is McCaffrey's a better running back than Brock is quarterback, but it's also that Mac is as good of a backup as there is in the NFL.
What part of your DNA and does any? Because I asked Donnie this yesterday. Step back and say, are the Niners doing something wrong, or? Does Kyle even and John have time to say, whoa, it's me? Or is this just football, Grandy? It's a violent sport. And as Stoney pointed out yesterday, look what happened to Connor. That happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, where are you saying, like, how? Who can do a case study to say, hey, you're doing too many push-ups. You know what I mean? You're lifting too many weights. Like, when does it end, though? Because this sends it over the top for me. Like, well, good
I
God.
I have no idea. It has to be, at this point, something beyond, just as you said, buzzard luck. Like, it has to be something more than that. Like, it's unbelievable the injuries that they've dealt with year after year after year. But also...
They still win,
but they're making it harder on themselves with these injuries. Not that they're doing it on purpose, of course. I mean, this is a billion-dollar organization, a multi-billion-dollar organization. And the fact that we think maybe it's possible... that there's just malpractice running rampant and that they're the reason their guys are getting hurt, I find that, like, incredibly hard to believe. It, like, at a certain point, like, this is Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch's livelihood. Like, health of their players helps them win games, which therefore helps them keep their jobs. I'm sure that they've had these conversations and they've had these thoughts, and I'm sure they have had thorough examinations of their medical team and staff. Like, why is this happening? Are we doing something wrong? Let's talk to our buddies in the Houston organization, you know, in the Miami organ, whatever, and see what they're doing. Are we doing something terribly wrong? Like, those conversations, I guarantee you, have happened. Like, it would be absolute malpractice for the Niners to not think and try to figure out what is going wrong.
I would just love, I hear you, I would love to see what that formula looked like, how you go to the whiteboard and even start to, you know, because with the Warriors, what do we hear a lot of times? I know it's a different sport. They have some mechanism, Grandy, that they can attach you to and see where your body's at.
Oh,
and
they have that with the Niners,
But then you don't know if your Achilles is going. It don't say dun,
well,
dun.
It's funny you brought up the Warriors, because I remember when Jimmy Butler was acquired and he essentially said what makes the Warriors so special, at least maybe compared to the Heat, have crazy Heat culture, you got to keep your body weight, body fat under whatever percent or whatever. Shout out Kyle Lowry, who definitely did not, but he said basically, like, the Warriors have this general plan where you can take a day, like, they give you days off, or you can, it's just like a do whatever you want day, get what you need day.
So they're telling you need it.
Or no, they're saying, like, if you need it, then come in and we'll give you whatever you need. But if you don't need anything, then just, like, kind of take care of your own business, do your own thing, take the day off, spend time with your family, your kids or whatever. But, like, just know that we're here and for whatever you need, we got you.
That's
I don't know how the Niners do it. I'm sure that if there is, like, and they have days off, like, today is a day off, like, players are welcome to come into the facility and do whatever they want. But I don't know, you just bringing up the Warriors made me think of what that those Jimmy Butler comments, because he made it seem like it's rare what the Warriors do across the entire NBA.
Yeah, no doubt. And I thought of Pearsall, just a young pup, right? And he is balling his ass off. But even reporting to OTAs, and I said it to Stani, and I said it to anybody that would listen, I thought it was odd that young guys that are in the offseason doing whatever you're doing, because it's operation, even if you're maxing and relaxing, to take care of your body. But he showed up with a hamstring, a soft tissue, I won't say injury,
yeah,
but it was something keeping him off the practice field from going 100%. So at that point, you know, it felt like there were a lot of guys with the Niners showing up to the lab to get started with stuff going on. So right then and there, my formula, Grandy, is, well, that ain't on the Niners,
yeah,
because that's on you guys doing whatever you're doing in your king mattress or whatever. But I do wonder if Kyle pulls over to the local 7-Eleven or liquor store, gets a bottle of Jack Daniels, turns on some Lil Wayne, and when he gets home and saying, why are these injuries happening? I don't see that, and all you can do is next man up. But it is weird, and it is odd, and what's scary, Grandy, is a game of attrition. This we know. Nobody wants to hear this, but this is me. Who's to say it's over? You know, you got 14.
The injuries.
Yeah, you got 14 more to go.
I mean,
but every team's dealing with them, right?
We opened this show with your optimism, which I love, and how I tend to lean to the opposite side. I think just a little bit. I do tend to lean that way, and I think an example of that is I read off to you the injuries,
yes,
the starters the Niners have. Bosa out for the year. Ayuk expected back midseason. Malik Mustafa expected back midseason. Kittle going to miss at least two more games. Has already missed two. Ben Barch going to miss at least three more games. Has already missed one. Brock Purdy's missed two. We'll see if that's it. Juwan Jennings has missed one. We'll see if that's it. And where my mind immediately goes, again, the pessimistic side of me may be taken over because we've lived through this time and time and time again for the Niners. Wow, that's almost every single key player. Is McCaffrey going to be next?
Wow.
Like that's where my mind goes to.
You said it earlier, and I kind of fought you off, but now I get what you're like. How can you not default
like
to
what's
that?
Next? Trent Williams?
I mean, and those are like the fall off there is, and we saw that last year with the stuff, the personal stuff he was dealing with, and, you know, his physically, there is no.
And he got a little banged
Trent
up
Williams.
Week one,
no,
too.
I saw, man.
Immediately.
So, man, the 3-0 is to me. What is the saving grace, Grandy? And I'm being ultra negative with this one. But when you go 3-0, you have afforded yourself a luxury to where, let's just say the bottom fell out for 3 weeks and you lose 3 in a row, you're still 3-3 with
survive.
Two division wins.
Do you remember 2 years ago when the Niners started 5-0 and then Jake Moody missed the game-winning field goal in Cleveland? Christian McCaffrey fumbled in Minnesota.
Look at you.
And then I forget what the third loss. Oh, the third loss was at home to Joe Burrow and the Bengals,
okay,
when
oh,
Joe Burrow
was
went
a
off.
Clinic. Yeah.
And then they went from 5-0 on top of the world, best team in the world.
Amazing.
Everyone thought they were going to win the Super Bowl, running away with it, and they lost 3 straight games. And then they were 5-3, and you're like, oh my God, is this team in trouble? And then they came back after the bye, and I think they reeled off 10
yeah.
straight wins again.
Good call.
Now that's a different team
yeah.
than this team, obviously. And that was, I don't remember all the specifics of injuries then. I don't think they were fully healthy, but not as banged up as they were now, and they had Bosa that whole year.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're right. Starting 3-0 does give you the ability to not freak out if you lose a couple of games.
And that is worst-case scenario. What if you go, you know, 2-1, you're 5-1. But, man, Grandy, it will be curious to see where this thing goes. And right now, all you can say is thank the football gods. You've earned everything that you've gotten. You've been without most of your stars, and I think a lot of teams in a lot of other places would not be off to a 3-0 campaign. So can you just continue that? But to get the news yesterday, and I was thinking, you can share with me as quick as you can, Grant, I know we're up against it. When Bosa was putting his thumb down to his parents, why did I think that was just – I'll be good. You know, I might not come back today, but I'm going to be good for the future. Why did I think that? Maybe because he was walking.
I was on an emotional roller coaster because at first, watching the game on Fox, and I saw the thumbs down, my mind immediately goes to, oh, he thinks it's bad. Like, he thinks it's really bad. He thinks it, like, yeah, torn ACL season over. And then I'm sitting here doing overtime, my postgame show.
I was listening.
And I play what Shanahan said about it, and Shanahan basically said, We can't rule anything out yet, but initial tests, you know, makes it think that it's not a full tear or whatever his wording initially was. And then my mind goes to, well, okay, maybe they avoided disaster. Maybe it's only going to be a month. Maybe he goes on IR, misses four
or
five
games. Even four games, that's a win.
Compared to what it is now, it's definitely a win. So I was thinking first terrible, then I was thinking, well, maybe they avoided disaster, and then we got the news yesterday, and now I'm back down in the dumps again.
A clean tear.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.